The Commands of the Apostles, 27. Do good, love good, be good. Many may be the lingering objections from yesterday's examination of kindness. It is admittedly bold to identify a principle of behavior and conduct as surpassing theology to epitomize the foundation of the gospel message. How can we possibly identify the archetype of Christian behavior as a quality of conduct that atheists can demonstrate as readily as believers? Where is the scriptural basis for such a claim? In answer, I would reply that we need look no farther than the red letters in our Bibles. However, I understand the objection, and I admit to overstatement in order to drive home the imperative point that practicality must trump theology, or everything in our religion is vain. Christianity is clearly more complex than being nice. All the high principles of fatherhood, salvation, eternal life, sacrifice, servanthood, and the entire scope of scriptural teaching combine and flow together, drawing the practicality of daily kindness up into the realm of the eternal. Continuing to amplify on similar themes, and again risking overstatement to make a vital point, we now identify an equally imperative practical virtue to stand alongside kindness and love. Together they form a threefold foundational strength upon which the entire edifice of the Christian life is built. That, of course, is goodness. Again, the down-to-earth simplicity of goodness may disarm the theologically minded. Is goodness too simple? Consider the Genesis 1 foundation upon which creation is based. God established the entire creation on goodness. It is the life tree from which all the life of the universe sent down roots and grew. Not spiritual enough? Goodness is the core and essence of all spirituality. It is the core and essence of God Himself. The objection is never far from the minds of pietists that goodness is not enough and won't get you into heaven. Perhaps they are right. However, we don't know exactly how the entry requirements for heaven work. All we can do, therefore, is ask, what do we know about God? Then we must make that our enough. God's fatherhood is the central and originating truth of His being. You and I are commanded to reflect God's Genesis 1 nature in the simplicity of daily life through goodness. As God's children, we are called to be good people, and then to live by and manifest goodness in a thousand ways. This obviously begins simply by doing good. Loving good is more difficult. This requires serious soul-searching. Do we even really want to love good? Or do we want to retain some worldliness in the shadows? Pure goodness seems a bit much. We flatter ourselves that we can be good Christians while preserving our favorite vices. Hey, I'm not perfect, we say. God doesn't expect it. He loves me as I am. So we try to do good, but keep love for goodness topped off at about 70 or 80%. We figure that's enough. The final progression of goodness of being, becomes the result of a lifetime not merely doing, but also loving good. When the fruit of the Spirit truly comes alive within us, the Christ-likeness of true goodness, the character of God Himself, the goodness of creation, the goodness which resounded through Eden and across the vault of the heavens, blossoms and bears fruit within you and me. Genesis 1:31 is thus linked with Galatians 5:22 in an unbroken and glorious span of eternal purpose. hold fast to what is good. Overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 21. Do what is good. Be wise as to what is good. Romans 13:3 and 16:9. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. 1 Corinthians 10:24. Love rejoices in the right. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Walk by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 22. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all men. Galatians 6:10. Always seek to do good to all. 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Be rich in good deeds. 1 Timothy 6:18. A bishop must be a lover of goodness. Bid older women to teach what is good. Titus 1:8 and 2:3. Stir one another up to love and good works. Do not neglect to do good. Hebrews 10:24 and 13:16. By your good life, show works in the meekness of wisdom. James 3:13. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.